First and foremost on Quick Hits, a man was critically injured and shot at a gas station robbery in Chicago. Take a look.
Thank you. And breaking this morning, a man is fighting for his life in the hospital after he was shot during a robbery at a gas station in Washington Park.
Let's get right to CBS2's Mugu Odigwe. She's live at Chicago Police Headquarters with some surveillance video.
They is working, my girl, Mugu Odigwe. Is that her name? They are working, my girl, over there in Chicago and running it up. Thank you, P. Shank. I'm definitely going to be reading that super chat shortly. Working, my girl, out there in Chicago.
This incident. Good morning, Mugo.
Shout out to Mugo Odigwe. Hey, what is Odigwe? Is that Nigerian? What is Odigwe? Somebody in the chat tell me. Mikel. Shout out to Mikel's Wellness Emotion. Is Odigwe Nigerian, Jamaican? What is that? I'm thinking that it's Nigerian.
To you, Ryan and Dana. So we know this shooting happened around.
She got that neck right. Yeah.
1:40 this morning. Chicago police say the 28-year-old victim was hit in the chest and he is now in the hospital in critical condition. But as you said, we obtained surveillance video of the robbery and shooting. Just take a look at your screen right now because you can see this white Lexus driving by. It pulls into the Super Save gas station on Garfield and Wabash. The driver parks next to an SUV where two men are at the pump. Now, you can't make out what is happening behind that SUV, but seconds later, you can see a man being chased before he then falls to the ground. And we're going to pause the video here because it appears that is when the man was shot. Now, the robber proceeds to go through the man's pocket while he's still on the ground in pain before running back to the white Lexus and driving off. According to Chicago police, both the 28-year-old victim and another man he was with were robbed. Again, that 28-year-old victim was taken to the hospital in critical condition. And we know the robber got back in that white Lexus and took off. Chicago police say right now they are still investigating and no one has been arrested. But that victim, 28 years old, now in the hospital in critical condition.
I wonder how many times or you know, when I think about these newscasters, and a lot of them wind up, you know, especially in the earlier part of their career when they first started to get into newscasting, I wonder how many of them actually be going to sleep with nightmares or they start to become desensitized. Because, like, you know, when I see a story come across my desk, or you guys keep me up to date. And what I try to do is I try to stay up to date on the largest cities in the United States of America. So, you know, the most relevant stories for the largest cities, with Chicago, even though they have a population decline right now, Chicago, Los Angeles over in that area, New York, Houston. Houston is right now, I believe they say it's the third or the fourth largest city. I try to stay up to date of what's going on across the nation in the largest cities, so that you guys who are populating these larger cities, or, you know, live close to these cities, can be aware of what's going on and what the culture is going on. But me personally, even observing this on a regular basis, and as much as I travel, which I've slowed down a lot because Rita had her surgery earlier this year, as much as I travel, I have myself really, really become even more desensitized to what's going on in the culture. And I can only imagine her on the beat every night, out in the streets, making sure that she got her neck powdered and made up, is out here and she's looking at these stories and she's like, it's just a run-of-the-mill day. I can't imagine that a lot of these newscasters would probably, like, be very, very surprised and relieved if it was a night where they didn't have any murders or anything like that, or somebody getting robbed and getting killed and a Lexus pulling up on the side of a gas station. Just be careful when y'all out here in these streets, especially in these major cities. It's getting bad. It's getting worse. What's up, Mrs. K? I love my Mrs. K. What's up, baby girl? Chat Lives Matter. What up to the chat? So just be careful. In additional news over here, out in the streets. Again, we're going to move over to New York. This is what's happening over in New York, y'all.
Now to breaking news. Police are investigating two deadly shootings in Brooklyn.
Two men have been killed. A third is now hospitalized. And CBS2's Zinnia Maldonado joins us live from East New York, Brooklyn this morning with the very latest on all of it. Zinnia.
Well, Doug and Elaine, it is still an active scene here this morning where the latest shooting in Brooklyn has taken place over the last 24 hours. As you can see behind me, there are still members of the NYPD's crime scene unit out here collecting evidence, taking photos. Now, a portion of Georgia Avenue is still blocked off this morning as well, and that is where police say...
Hold on. Let me back up for a minute. What's up with all of these NYPD police being built like that? On the left. Listen, don't tell me that I'm being distracted. I'm not distracted. I am a man. I don't know if y'all know, but y'all husbands and the men that y'all with and stuff like that, I know y'all think that y'all like the only ones in the world, but let me tell you something. They just like me. They just afraid to say it out loud. What's going on out here with the NYPD? And you got on cargo. Oh, what y'all doing? Arching while you taking photos on a crime scene investigation? NYPD is out here killing the game. I ain't even gonna lie. I think the NYPD is winning out here in these streets. Let me not get distracted. I know the ladies is gonna sit here and be like, oh, Anton, you get distracted. Listen, I'm just like your husband. We all the same. And in the inside, we the same. Anyways, let me keep going. Let me focus.
A portion of Georgia Avenue is still blocked off this morning as well, and that is where police say just after 4 a.m. a 60-year-old man was shot in the torso. He was rushed to Brooklyn.
Cameraman be knowing what they doing, though. What up, Kicking with a Chef? I love you too, baby. Cameraman know what they doing. They not confused. Y'all think that the cameraman just paying attention? Man, the cameraman know what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
Dale Hospital in critical condition shortly after he died due to those injuries. We've seen detectives on the scene collecting evidence as this took place only a few hours ago. Once again, shortly after 4 a.m. Now, police say no word on what led up to the shooting. No suspects at this time. Now, nearby in Brownsville, another deadly shooting. This is video from that scene shortly after it took place around 10:30 p.m. last night. Police say someone called 911 reporting that two people had been shot near 101 Osborne Street. When officers arrived, they found a 30-year-old man with multiple gunshot wounds to the chest and a 28-year-old man with a gunshot wound to the hand. Both victims were rushed to Brookdale Hospital as well. The 30-year-old man was pronounced dead shortly after. The 28-year-old is currently in stable condition. Police are looking for a man they say that took off from the area on foot and is believed to be a suspect. Now, regarding both shootings, we do want to mention that no arrests have been made. Live this morning from East New York, Zinia Maldonado, CBS 2 News.
Shout out to Brooklyn. Shout out to New York. So it's a lot of unsolved crimes out here in these streets. So that is what's going on over in New York. And then finally down there in Fort Worth, not Houston this time, but Fort Worth, a Lyft driver was taken out in broad daylight. Check it out.
Fort Worth police are looking for the person who shot and killed a rideshare driver in the middle of the day. The 31-year-old father started work Friday morning. Hours later, he was found dead at a Fort Worth apartment complex. His vehicle later found abandoned. Fox Sports' Peyton Yeager spoke with the man's family, who says he was in North Texas to escape violence in his home country of Afghanistan. Peyton.
Steve, the victim's family tells me that he never came home on Friday, so they immediately called Fort Worth police and the nearby hospitals. After learning that his vehicle had been found at an impound lot later that day on Friday, that's when police told them that the 31-year-old father had been shot and killed on the job.
Monday afternoon, crime scene tape outside an East Fort Worth apartment complex marks the spot where a Lyft driver was murdered in broad daylight. That driver, identified as 31-year-old Shawali Sherali, a husband and father of two, with a third child on the way. Sherali's older brother spoke to Fox 4 Monday using a translator.
So he's taking care of the family just because of their safety. He cannot leave them.
Sherali's family tells Fox 4 Sherali left his Fort Worth home at 8 a.m. on Friday and never came home. Just after 11:30 a.m., Fort Worth police were called to the complex near Sandy Lane and Brentwood Stair Road and found Sherilee shot to death outside.
That's crazy.
Witnesses told police Sherilee had been in a vehicle that crashed into a fence, but someone else then jumped in the driver's seat and took off. Sherilee was left with a fatal gunshot wound in the torso. Sherilee's family met with a Fort Worth detective on Monday who told them the person of interest was a rideshare customer who called a ride shortly before the murder.
Of course, the car has no price for human lives, so they just took his life because of his car.
When y'all look, crime is unacceptable in any form or fashion. Right. And I don't care who it's perpetuated against. I don't care what's going on. But crime is largely unacceptable. OK, why do y'all got to take the person's life when you perpetuating crime? I mean, it's already bad enough that you committing the crime, but and you got to take his life. That's the part that I never understood. Like, OK, so you robbed him. You already doing them dirty. You got to assume that this guy got a family or something like that. Why do y'all gotta take the person's life? I don't understand. Like, this is a human being, a breathing human being. It's just so crazy to me out here, bro.
Always, he was working hard, tried to earn something for his family.
Fort Worth police found Sherilee's vehicle abandoned a short distance from where he was killed. So police haven't released a motive, but Noralee Noor says his younger brother's cell phone and wallet were not stolen. The two brothers and their families moved to North Texas from Afghanistan in late 2021 when the capital city was captured by the Taliban.
Y'all got away from the Taliban and ran into the other man. That's usually how it plays out. You ran away from, you ran away to get away from what you was dealing with over in another country. And you came over here and you thought that you was going to come over and work hard and live the American dream and all of that. And your life got cut short. So it's unfortunate, man. I just hate this culture. I hate what's going on out here. It's just, it's bad and it's getting worse. It's absolutely getting worse. So protect yourself, protect your family. Be very, very vigilant about where it is that you go. And another reason why, you know that a lot of rideshare drivers won't even pick you up in certain neighborhoods. I know they won't pick you up in certain neighborhoods in almost all cities. In all cities, whether you be in Chicago, whether you be in... And it's funny because we celebrated rideshare driving coming into the cities, especially out to the suburbs and stuff like that, because it was very hard to get a cab in certain places if you wasn't in New York, if you wasn't in Los Angeles and stuff like that. So the celebration of rideshare driving was dope because it gave more options to people that were in urban communities, ways for them to be able to get around or catch a cab or do it a lot cheaper or whatever. And now it's almost going back to the same thing as it was when cabs was around, because people don't want to even pick up in certain neighborhoods because it's a possibility you can lose your life. And what you doing for $5, $10, $20 a ride and you can lose your life? Come on, man. Stop. 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 So it's unfortunate. You know, I never want to see people lose their lives, especially when they're doing the right thing and they're going to work every day. But ladies and gentlemen, that is your Quick Hits.